One of the films nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture this year was the remarkable story of a 5-year-old Indian boy named Saru. The film is entitled Lion. Saru, while going to work with his older brother, gets separated. And desperate to find his brother, Saru searches all night. Exhausted, he falls asleep on an out-of-service train. By the time he wakes up, the train has been traveling for several hours. Saru finds himself lost, 1,000 miles from his home in central India on the dangerous streets of Calcutta. The first half of the movie is Saru's mesmerizing and terrifying odyssey through poverty, hunger, and abuse. Though small and vulnerable, he is smart and resourceful. Saru manages to survive the unimaginable danger and cruelty of the city. But a return home to his mother and brother and sister is not to be. Saru eventually is adopted by a loving and generous couple from Australia. Now, fast forward 20 years. Saru has grown into a handsome, loving, well-adjusted, and talented young professional man. He is off to Melbourne to begin a career in hotel management. And he doesn't give his Indian past a second thought. But one day, Saru comes across the familiar smell of an Indian sweet he loved as a child. And he suddenly reduced to tears. His cool, professional demeanor cracks and crashes as his memories come rushing back. The new technology of Google Earth raises the possibility of finding his home, first home. So stitching together the few details he can remember of his early years, he tacks sheets of paper to his bedroom wall and retraces his journey from India to Australia. This slow and complicated task takes an emotional toll on him, his parents, and his girlfriend. But the story, of course, has the expected happy ending, but not without disappointment and anguish. Saru discovers the big missing piece in his life, and he comes to understand not only where he came from, but who he came from. These discoveries were Saru's transfiguration moments. The Genesis story today began by revealing to us the journey by Abraham that becomes a transfiguration moment for him and his family. The city of Haran, from which Abram is called, means highway or crossroads. God's call to Abram at this crossroads and Abram's faithful response is the starting point of Israel's history. My significant crossroads were the appointments I received to serve as a priest in 9 very different parishes in our archdiocese, each one offering different challenges. And now, striving to become what I call a maturing adult, I have arrived at another crossroads. What about the crossroads you have arrived at in your life? What were your needs at the time? What was God calling you to? And what were the challenges? The focus in Genesis is not on who Abram was, but on who he will become. The directives from God require profound faith on Abram's part. He was asked to sever himself from the most fundamental ties an individual has, the ties of origin. These were not only family attachments, they were social and ethnic bonds. They determined his identity, his place in society, and his inheritance. God was asking him to start anew. And God promises that he and his descendants will be mediators of God's blessings to others. The season of Lent is a time for new beginnings that find their origin in the abundant blessings of God. Today's gospel occurs 6 days after Peter's public profession of Jesus as the Son of the Living God in Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus shows his disciples the path of suffering servanthood he will endure. Then Jesus, along with Peter, James, and John, make their way up a high mountain. After their climb, exhausted and weary, the three disciples behold Jesus in all his divinity. And what is significant about the transfiguration experience in today's gospel is not its special effects, but that it affirms our fundamental belief about Jesus, namely that he was not just another extraordinary, exceptional human being, prophet or great teacher, an example for all, but he was the decisive representation of the divine, the source and judge of life. Well, like Abram being called from Haran, and Peter and his companions climbing the mountain, like Saru in his search for his first home and family, we experience transfiguration moments. So I invite you this week, recall those moments when you had an exceptional clarity about your faith. Where has this journey taken you? And when did you arrive at an understanding of your identity and the grace and love that has made you who you are? We all have our own versions of the journeys that were traveled by Saru, Abram, Peter, James, and John, and the challenges encountered along the way. And we need strong faith to navigate the road. This week in our parish, parishioner Ramon Vallejo will share his El Camino journey to Santiago de Compostela in Spain. We invite you to come hear his journey on Thursday evening. Like Abram, we are called by God through our very existence to undertake journeys into unfamiliar, sometimes scary territory. The often tumultuous journey from childhood into adolescence. The journey toward a career. The journey through marriage. The journey through parenthood. And in some ways, perhaps the scariest journey of all, the journey of aging. In all these, just as with Abram, there is no way of fully knowing how to deal with the stages until we get there. In our experiences of climbing and searching, whether through Google Earth or at our parents' knee, God prepares us in the transcendent encounters of our lives to endure the world below the mountain, the world of the cross that has the ability to break us, yet never beyond God's redemption. In the Lents and Easters of our lives, may God's light illuminate our way, and may we recognize the Christ that is with us as we make our way through our own Calcuttas and up and down our own mountains of transfiguration.